Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. For me, June has been a great month for reading and listening to books. I hope you all are enjoying lots of good summer titles as well. I recently finished what will be, unless something out of this world fabulous comes along, one of my five all-time favorite books, and it's by a first-time author. I Cannot Wait for More by Shelby Van Pelt. I listened to the audiobook version of Remarkably Bright Creatures, and I laughed, I cried, I gasped, and I sighed the whole way through this book. Marin Ireland is one of my favorite audiobook readers, and she did her usual stellar job on this one. Michael Urey is fabulous as the voice of Marcellus, the giant Pacific octopus. The sea creature is not impressed with the human race, to say the least, except for Ms. Tova Sullivan. The relationship between the old woman and the curmudgeonly octopus is just so tender and sweet. Shelby Van Pelt's story is magical and heartbreaking, but it's also hopeful. When I finished listening, after I stopped crying, that is, I decided I wanted to get the print version and read this book as well. I seldom do that, but this is such a beautiful story that I want to be sure I didn't miss anything while listening to it. I have the print version on hold at the Person County Public Library and am anxiously awaiting my copy. In this heartwarming story, Tova Sullivan's husband has recently died, and she started working the night shift at the Sewell Bay Aquarium. She mops floors and tidies up to keep busy, because that's always helped her cope, and she's been valiantly trying to cope since her 18-year-old son, Eric, mysteriously vanished on a boat in the Puget Sound over 30 years ago. Tova becomes well acquainted with Cantankerous Marcellus, the giant Pacific octopus living at the aquarium. Marcellus knows more than anyone could imagine about Tova, about the aquarium, about the other creatures living there, and about humans in general, but he wouldn't dream of lifting even one of his eight arms to help his human captors. Until, that is, he forms his remarkable friendship with Tova. Ever the detective, and a little bit of an escape artist, well, actually a lot of an escape artist, Marcellus is able to deduce what happened the night that Tova's son disappeared. And now, knowing he's nearing the end of his short life, the octopus must use every trick in his old invertebrate body to communicate the truth to Tova before it's too late. Now, I will caution that readers have to suspend their disbelief in order to allow this story to charm them, as it did me. If you read this book, please do suspend your disbelief. It's well, well worth the effort. This novel is quite unusual and quite creative, and it's also just plain wonderful. I read so much that it's sometimes difficult for me to remember details about many books. But I'm pretty sure that I will never, ever forget the poignant, sweet, beautiful, charming details of Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt. I highly, 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 highly recommend this novel. Until next time, thank you for listening and happy reading.